What's up, my peeps? This is our podcast, Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi, and I'm the sun.
And I'm Tony Riccardi, his pops. We're here to share our personal conversations with you. We'll dive into lessons we learned within sports and our everyday life.
Or crack some jokes and have some fun. And you'll get to hear how much I bust my father's chops.
Hey, listen, we're close, but I'm still your father.
All right, pops, I get it. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi.
And I'm Pops.
And what are we going to be talking about today, Pops?
We are going to be talking about top 10 items to receive when you trick-or-treat on the door. Now, Halloween was on October 31st. This is coming out later than that. So at this point, you guys could compare your top 10 versus what our top 10 is, and you can kind of have that comparison and let us know what you think. So we are going to go down the list.
Halloween. 10 as the worst,
and this is not,
and one is the best.
Correct. And this is not top 10 candies. This is top 10 things that you get when you knock on the door for a trick or treat.
Of course, some of them may be candies.
Some
of them may not.
But it's not the top 10 candies. It's top 10 things you receive.
Yes.
All right. So, how was your Halloween?
I mean, mine was good. Yours?
Mine was very low-key. I did not dress up this year for the first time. Actually, last year I didn't either. But usually we have the family dresses up, and we didn't do that this year. So that was a little different. I don't think we did that last year either. But and we also didn't go with you trick-or-treating.
Yes, we didn't.
So tell us about your Halloween. Did you go trick-or-treating?
Yes, I did.
And who did you go trick-or-treating with?
A friend.
Okay. Friend from school?
No.
A friend from?
My neighborhood.
Friend from the neighborhood. All right. Was it just one friend?
Yes.
So how do you feel you did with your candy collection or your actual collection of trick-or-treating?
I mean, I think it was pretty good. Like, there were only, like, really a few candy that I really liked up there.
Did you? But so, you know, it's trick or treat. Did you get tricked at all? Did you get scared?
No.
Like anybody, like when you answer the door, like freak you out? Like what I was doing?
No, I mean,
that was fun, actually.
There's this guy in like some like weird costume.
Okay. A little scary?
No, it wasn't scary.
You want to tell the folks at home what I was doing?
No, you could tell them.
Okay.
Because I don't remember.
Oh, okay. So I was giving out trick or treat candy, but I wasn't dressed. And so our front door has got a kind of like a frosted clear so they can't tell if we're home or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like making like a scary sound behind the frost and like going like, boom, like that. And they were like, all the kids were jumping. And then I would open the door and give them candy.
Yeah.
But nobody cried. So they got scared. They jumped, but nobody cried. So I feel like I did the right amount of scariness. No, yeah. I'm feeling good about myself on my Halloween.
That's good.
How about you?
I mean,
did you scare anybody?
No.
No?
I mean, yeah, I did once, yes.
Well, what'd you dress up as?
I dressed up as the Grim Reaper.
And what was your buddy dressed up as?
An Air Force pilot.
Oh, an Air Force pilot. Yes. Cool. All right, well.
Yes, cool. What does yes mean?
Yes means affirmative. What are we going to talk about today? What's the podcast?
We say top 10 items to get while trick-or-treating.
Okay, there we go.
You said that, right?
Yeah, we did, but I just wanted to see if you remembered. Let's dive into the list. Okay. What's number 10?
It's Kit Kats.
Kit Kats? So you like Kit Kats?
No, I don't like Kit Kats. I like that I get Kit Kats because my dad likes Kit Kats. You like Kit Kats. So.
Aw, that's very sweet of you.
Yeah, I only got a few this year, so.
So Kit Kats are number 10 on your list?
Yes.
And you got a couple of them?
Yes.
And this is an all-time list or is this just this year's list?
All-time.
All-time, okay. All right.
Four of these I didn't get.
This year?
Yeah, four.
What? Kit Kats. Kit Kats are delicious, right? So they got that chocolate outside, the crunch inside. Mm-hmm. They're small enough where you don't feel like gross after you eat one of them. It's got that. And it's like a Kit Kat is like, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. I mean,
break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
That's it. I mean, you can't lose with that, right?
Yeah.
And now with the Halloween, they usually just give like single sticks, but Kit Kats actually come in four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, I used to enjoy them.
Yes.
Now I'm too old. I can only have one once a year. So what's number 9?
It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Reese's Pieces. No, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, not Reese's Pieces. That's different.
Yeah.
So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And tell me what you enjoy about them.
That chocolate and that peanut butter built inside it, but like there's not enough chocolate.
Yeah, you.
Not for me.
You like more chocolate, less peanut butter. You would like that.
Yeah.
So extra. So if you were to create this candy, you do extra chocolatey.
No, like more thicker thing of chocolate because it's like really thin layer.
The layer of chocolate's too thin.
And like the peanut butter doesn't really like taste good.
It doesn't actually taste too much like peanut butter.
No.
I agree with that.
But it's still pretty good.
But yet it's still 9th on your list.
That's why it's number 9.
Got it. Have you ever had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup inside like ice cream?
No.
Yeah, your uncle likes that.
Which one?
I'm not going to mention his name. He may not want it to be disclosed. I heard he hasn't had a dessert in like 10 years. So he says that he hasn't had dessert in 10 years. So if we tell the world that he's having Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, we might blow his cover, his whole story, his whole storyline.
I think I know who it is.
I know. So, all right. What are we looking at for number 8?
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears. Okay. We went chocolate world for 10 and 9, and now we're moving into the gummy world of gummy bears. And how does gummy bears deserve to be on your list?
Because they're just like that. It's like chewy. That makes it good.
That chewiness.
And that like the different flavors sometimes like, I mean, also it could be like the worms too. Or like the Coca-Cola bottles.
Got it. But number 1 for you would be gummy bears.
Yes. Because, I mean, my favorite is red. I think everybody likes red.
I was just going to ask you what your favorite flavor is of the gummy bears. You like red.
Yeah. And then also that kind of like yellowish color too.
Yeah.
But green.
Green, no bueno.
No.
Okay.
And something iffy about that.
The gummies are kind of like a little chewy, a little gummy. That's why they're called gummy. Yeah. But then you can swallow them.
Yeah.
And they give you that little sugar bump.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Like sometimes, like, I remember one time I had them before a game.
Yes, we used to give out gummy bears when you guys were younger to give a little energy. Because it'd be really late for the baseball games.
Yeah.
So it was a little trick to get the kids all... And we'd save it for the last inning.
Yeah.
You know, we'd save it until we really needed it. We might have to start trying that again. I don't know, with all these games.
Yeah.
All right, gummy bears. What is coming in at number 7?
So, number 7... is Takis.
Takis. And what are those?
So Takis, they're like rolled up chips with like a kind of like a not super spicy, but a little bit. I don't know how to explain. It's kind of like a little spicy flavor to it, but it's like they're pretty good.
So is it just one? Takis come in one flavor?
I know there's many flavors.
Okay.
But I like the originals.
You like original. Well, so original Takis is number 7 for you. But just for education, what are some other flavors that Takis come into? This rolled up chip that you're talking about.
So I know there's other flavors, but I don't know what other flavors there are.
Got it. Because it doesn't interest you.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried any other flavors?
No.
Okay. Got it.
Because the only ones that I get are regular Takis.
Where do you get them?
What do you mean?
Well, you get them on Halloween.
Yes.
Where have you ever had them before?
Yeah.
Where do you get them? Because they're not in my house. That's why I'm asking. I'm curious how you've ever tried one.
I don't remember, but I tried them once and I liked them.
In school?
Yeah, probably.
Got it. And Takis, they have this little spice to them.
Yeah.
But not one of those spicy chips that like burn your stomach.
The one chip thing?
The one chip. It's not that, right?
No.
Okay. Got it. And it comes
why
in
are you asking?
7. Did you see a lot of Takis being given out last night?
No, I actually didn't see any Takis being given out last night.
Oh, but you know that they do get distributed for Halloween?
Yes, because I got one last year.
Got it. Got it. All right. Takis. Takis. Kind of like tacos. What are they called? Takis. Mm-hmm. I wonder where the name came from. Do you have any intel on that?
Taco, maybe.
From taco thing?
Okay, so Doritos. That's number 6.
Doritos is number 6. What kind of Doritos?
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. That's it. So...
I mean, I don't like nacho cheese.
So 7 and 6, we're going away from candy totally. With Takis at 7 and Doritos at 6. And Cool Ranch is your favorite flavor. Now, are you do you like the organic ones? Or
no, real.
Like the real ones?
Real ones.
Well, I'm not shy to tell you, I had me some Cool Ranch Doritos last night. Your mother was giving them out as part of the package, along with candy.
Yeah, and she actually gave real candy this year.
Yeah, she didn't give organic.
Not those fake knockoff brands.
So is this the first year she gave real candy?
Yes.
Instead of organic candy?
This is the first year.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, usually she gives organic candy. And
that taste.
It don't taste horrible. As good. But I did have a real non-organic Dorito last night.
Yay.
And while me and Nino's mom and his aunt watched a movie on Halloween and answered the door for trick-or-treaters. And I really did enjoy those Doritos. Yes. So I can see why Cool Ranch is number 6 on your list. I get it. Yes. I get it.
So number 5. We're at the middle.
Okay. We're breaking the top 5 here. And again, for the third one in a row between Takis, Doritos, we're now going into another non-candy item coming in at number 5.
Candy.
I don't consider it a candy. Oh, my. No, I don't consider it candy.
So, gum.
Gum.
Double bubble.
Got it. Double bubble.
And regular.
Regular double bubble.
Yes.
And why do you enjoy getting double bubble gum for Halloween?
Because there's like, they don't have like a super strong flavor, but the flavor lasts like a long time.
Really? Okay.
So, it's like a consistent pace for like a long time. But it's not just like a super big spike and then like tastes horrible in like 2 minutes.
It like weans you off a little bit at a time of flavor.
Yeah, it has a lot of flavor. Like it has a lot of time of flavor.
I don't like those ones that have so much flavor and then they have no flavor. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So how is double bubble for blowing bubbles?
It's pretty like it's pretty good. Like you can't blow like big bubbles with it. It's like small, medium amount, maybe a little, like maybe an inch or two farther than your nose.
What's the best gum for blowing bubbles?
I will say a mix between this organic gum that my mom has. It's pure gum, I think it is.
Okay, pure.
Yeah, and that with a mix of icebreakers.
Okay.
The Icebreakers bubblegum flavor.
Bubblegum flavor. And where's Big League Chew in this whole thing?
Big League Chew is one of those that are just like a big spike and then they taste horrible. A
lot of flavor and then no. Got it.
Yeah. Gumball grape is pretty good.
Gumball grape. And which is the best gum for the baseball field?
Double bubble.
Double bubble, right?
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not like if you're handing out like Big League Chew, it's like... Oh no, he got a bigger amount than me. No, it's like it's in a like a little individual wrap.
They give portions.
Yeah.
Got it.
And of course, like you usually have more than one, but
okay. Okay. Now we went to a little gum wormhole there, but double bubbles what is usually given out for Halloween. You don't receive the other ones. They don't give out pure gum.
No.
Or Big League Chew anyway.
Yes. So we're going down to top 4.
Okay, so now
we are back into the chocolate world.
Back into the chocolate world for number 4.
3 and 2.
Okay, so what are we doing in number 4?
Hershey.
Hershey. Hershey bar.
Hershey bars, yes.
Hershey bar with almonds?
No.
Hershey bar with nuts?
No.
Just Hershey bar.
Just Hershey.
Straight up, old school Hershey bar.
Yes, I mean, also the cookies and cream one.
Oh.
Pretty good too.
But that's not what's on this list. Number 4 is regular.
No, I'm just making a comment.
You like the cookies and cream. So, you like yourself a Hershey bar.
Yes.
And you like it melted too.
Yes.
On a s'more.
Mm-hmm.
I think one day we should take the ride to Hershey. Even though it's a very far ride. Maybe when we're in New York, we'll take a ride to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Because it's pretty cool. It smells like, the whole town smells like chocolate.
Yes.
And the chocolate is made like fresh right there.
Yeah.
So you might like that.
Might. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have like an amusement park too.
Nice.
So.
Did you ever go there?
So I went there because there's a conference there every year. And I went to that conference a few years in the state of Pennsylvania. It's a conference for the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And they have the conference there. So that's the reason why I went there. I never went to the amusement park or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
But in that town, in the Hershey Lodge, they have chocolate all over the place, like in your room, everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. It's cool. It was pretty cool. So Okay. Maybe we'll do that one time. Is that something you would want to do?
Yes.
Okay.
So now at number 3, we have regular M&Ms.
Regular M&Ms. Not the ones with the peanuts.
Nope.
These are brown bag.
Not the brownie ones either, or the caramel.
Okay, straight up old school.
Straight up old school.
M&Ms.
M&Ms, yes.
And what makes M&Ms so highly ranked? Like, why is it now in your top 3 of Halloween?
Okay, because they come in little pockets.
Okay.
With maybe like 12 in them. And they're like so small and easily, like, you just pour into your mouth at like 11 o'clock at night and you could go like another hour.
Okay. I'm sure the teachers love hearing that. The teachers of the world want to hear that, you know, the kid is having M&Ms at 11 o'clock. I'm sure the moms love it too. But
okay.
Hershey's M&Ms. M&Ms. Hershey's M&Ms 4 and 3.
So number 2.
And what's your favorite flavor M&M?
There's no really flavors.
What's your favorite color M&M?
Red.
Red. And do you like any other M&Ms besides the straight up regular ones?
The brownie ones.
You like the brownie ones if you had to have it?
Yes.
And how often do you get a lot of M&Ms for trick-or-treating? Like, is that something that's often given?
Yes. And some people are nice enough to let you pick, and I pick M&Ms.
Oh, they let you pick. Yeah, yeah. We're pickers too. We always tell it, we give the bowl and we say pick 2.
Or 3.
It depends. Yeah, when we're at the end of the night, we start going 3. So you come to us later, it's the key. Some people you go to later, you have less selection than us, you get to get pick 3.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out each house. M&M regulars, number 3. What is number 2?
Oreos.
Oreos?
Yes.
That's an interesting trick-or-treat thing.
Yes.
Have you ever received Oreos when you trick-or-treat?
Yes, I have.
Like a whole box of Oreos?
No, they actually give the small, like, they kind of look like cups.
Okay.
And they have, like, and they're Oreo minis.
Nice. Okay. And are there specific flavors that you like of Oreos? You know, there's double stuff, there's vanilla ones.
I like double stuff, mostly, but...
Like mint?
Well, there's, like, real Oreos or fake Oreos.
Yeah, there's all different kinds of flavors of Oreos. There's, like, strawberry Oreos. You just didn't know.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't know. Now you know.
I usually like the regulars.
Regular straight up Oreos.
And mini.
And are you like a person that has to have milk with your Oreos?
No.
You eat them?
I'm the opposite.
Okay, explain.
I don't know, because like, what do you mean, like dipping in it?
No, like you like to drink your milk with it, or dipping. Let's dive into that.
I mean, some people are dippers. I mean, that's, for me, that's kind of weird, but.
Now, will you remember a
the
house?
Tongue.
That,
mm-hmm.
Will you remember a house that gives you Oreos? And
yes.
Go back to that.
Yes.
Because this is now we're talking about.
And two. And I went to that house, but they didn't give out Oreos.
No.
But I saw in like on like their shelves that they had like Oreo mini packets. So.
Nice.
And like in a box.
And before we wrap up, I want to give you another question. Let's talk about the different Halloween techniques, like, you know, you said, oh, take 2 or take 3 from your bucket. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the different households in terms of how they distribute candy?
So some houses, they just leave a big jar outside and say, please take 1.
Right.
So, I mean, if they say 1 candy, then I usually take 1. But if they just say 1, I take the whole bucket because it's one. It doesn't say how much you could take.
You know, the name of this podcast is Lessons from the Sun.
No, I'm just kidding. I only take one.
I was going to say, this is not a good lesson for you to be. Okay. So that was just a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the take one.
Some people just give you a fistful and like.
They give you the fistful. Yes. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yes.
Are you, what do you say when the people give you candy?
Thanks.
You always say thanks?
Yes.
Okay. Because I noticed a lot of the children did say thanks this year.
Mm-hmm.
Very well-mannered kids.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, it makes you want to get better candy. The more kids that say thanks, the more candy you want to get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I feel. And better candy. Don't be that cheap house.
Yeah.
All right. So we got take one, pick some, handful. Any other methods that you get?
No, not really.
Are there some people that give like really big candies?
Oh yeah, there's like some people that like the next door people. I remember like one person was giving out king size, the other one was giving out like some preem size. It's like, no, this is better. No, this is better. And then at one point they gave out like this big one, and it's like,
wow. Are there anyone that just says take as much as you want?
No.
Have there been any houses that give you something besides like candy?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, I'm gonna get to that for number one.
All right. Besides number one, is there anything else that like that's not on the list, not in your top 10 that you've received?
I mean, sometimes they give like out like, remember like somebody gave out like dental floss or something.
Dental floss, toothbrushes,
bananas, apples.
Okay, this is the not top 10.
Yes,
this is the opposite.
Yeah,
dental floss, bananas, apples, not top 10. What else? Anything yes. else on the not top 10?
Those little like small travel mouthwashes.
Small travel mouthwashes. Okay.
Toothbrushes.
Got it. That's the not top 10.
Yeah.
Anything else like that?
No.
All right. So, well, then without further ado, let's go into number one.
Okay.
What is your number one favorite thing that you've received for Halloween from a house?
Okay. So this is actually not edible.
Okay.
It's green.
Edible.
It's not edible.
Not edible. That means you can't eat it.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll give you some clues. It's green.
It's green. Okay.
And sometimes they have famous people. I mean, usually they're green. One's like kind of like a whitish, tannish color.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Like they usually have a picture of like a famous person on it.
Okay.
That has something along the lines of presidency.
Okay. Got it.
And it's money.
It's, oh, I thought I was going to guess.
Oh.
Okay.
What were you going to guess?
It's money, number one. Number one it's is money. You receive money when you knock on somebody's door?
Yeah, because Yeah, one year, like, they were giving out just, like, $5 bills because they had, like, no candy left.
$5 bills?
Yes.
Not $1 bills?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, at the same time, it was that house with that, like, that double story modern house, marble walls.
Super rich people.
Yes.
Okay. And so what's stopping anybody from just going there and like coming back like every 5 minutes to get the money?
Yeah.
I bet you they had camera on the house so that they can identify as the same kid. But you could change costumes.
I know. So.
Money.
Last year, I got to say like, with the houses that gave really good candy.
Yeah.
I'll go there. I'd like get some houses, like maybe like 4 or 5 houses. And then I'd go back to that same house.
The money house.
Yeah. No, or whatever that just had good candy.
Got it.
Also the money house, yes.
Got it.
But the money house people spotted me.
Okay, good. I'm glad they spotted you. I don't want you scamming anybody. And so why is money number one on your top 10 list?
I mean, everyone wants money, right?
I just want to know why you.
I mean, that's why, like, because money.
What's the benefit of getting money versus one of those other 9 things?
Money could last forever.
Money don't last forever. Money yeah. comes and goes.
You could put it in stocks.
Oh, you could put it in stocks. Okay.
And then you could get more money.
That's true. Money can make more money.
Money could make more money.
All right.
Money could buy things. I mean, Anyways, if you decide to sell your Halloween candy, you're still getting money. So, in return. For the candy. So.
Or if you're giving it away to less fortunate, that would have been money that you need to spend to get candy to give it to more less fortunate people.
I mean, not really. You could give your Halloween candy to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then those people who got the Halloween candy paid for it.
Right. That's true. The money's getting spent somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
But you don't buy money.
I wonder how many people knew that money was going to be number one once you started talking about green stuff with presidents on it.
Probably nobody.
Huh. So you like getting it so that you can use that money to make more money.
Yes.
All right.
And I could buy stuff.
Buy stuff. Like what? What do you want to buy?
Stuff.
Okay. Like what kind of stuff?
Like stuff.
Again. Like,
I don't know. Like stuff.
The people at home want to know, what are you doing with this money?
Use it at Bass Pro Shops.
Use it at Bass Pro Shops. Okay. And to buy what type of things?
Like fishing stuff and hunting stuff.
Got it. Got it. Okay. So it's essentially by getting money for Halloween somehow from these people, you're getting fishing stuff and hunting stuff because the money is used for that.
Technically, yes, I could. Technically, if you say it that way, I could be like getting a crossbow from somebody for Halloween.
There you go.
Or like a fishing rod.
Well, top 10. Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Gummy bears, Takis, Doritos, gum, Hershey bars, M&Ms, Oreos, and money.
Money. Thank you all for joining us. I hope everybody had a good Halloween and enjoy their candy and take care of their teeth. Do all those things.
Yes.
Don't eat all the candy in one day.
Gulp.
Gulp. And that's it?
Yeah, I mean.
Tell us what you guys think. What's your top 10?
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Give us your top 10 and we'll share it on the next podcast.
We will?
Yes.
We'll pick two lucky people.
Yes.
And if you want, we could shout out your Instagram.
We'll shout out your Instagram or we'll shout out your Facebook or your TikTok or whatever it is that you have. And you send us your top 10.
Yes.
And we'll
pick
and we'll
two
shout
people
you out. Yeah.
To shout out.
I like that. Two. Two lucky winners.
Two lucky winners to the World Series.
And if you like our World Series, well, the Phillies are holding their own against the Astros, huh?
Yeah.
So I know the most of the country is rooting for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Except for Houston.
Yeah. Me.
So.
Just because you live in Houston doesn't mean you're a Houston Astros fan.
This is true. Well, we hope everybody has a great start to November.
Yes.
And we'll be back with two lucky winners the next podcast.
Mm-hmm. Whenever that may be.
And do us a favor. Look us up on Instagram, Lessons from the Sun. We're also on TikTok, Lessons from the Sun.
We have a TikTok?
Yes. And hit us up and let us know what you think. Go on our podcast, rate, review.
And?
Subscribe, follow, whatever else you can do.
Yes.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for listening. Now, please do us a solid and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, follow our Insta, and if you don't mind, give us a 5-star review.
Hook up my homeboy and help us continue to grow, please. Peace out.